Our Redeemer lives. Yes. Our Savior lives. Yes. Scripture says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Verse 9 says, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Today, you come to bring your gift of worship, because he has given you simply everything. I know today is a lot about red and a lot about green and a lot about chocolate gravy and whatever else you did. And those gifts, I realize the culture of holiday that we in America have adapted. But truly, this is about you worshiping with everything you've got. So today is not your day to say, boy, those screens were nice, and boy, that's a nice video. But this is your day to give all of your worship to him. This is not a day to hold back. The greatest gift you can give him today is your gift of worship. So regardless of your background, would you lift your hand with me right now, everybody in the room? Just begin to give him hallelujahs out of your spirit. Come on, verbally. Offer him your worship.
Come. saturate this place with his glory. Your voice is lifted to him now. We love you, Jesus, with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Forever you glorify. We love you, Jesus. Alive.
Is wrapped up in Him. Everything that we have need of for peace of our mind is wrapped up in Jesus. Everything that we have need of for healing of the broken heart or healing of our mind, healing of our body is all wrapped up in our Savior Jesus. And so right now, I'm just going to ask you to lift your hands and thank God the Father for sending His Son, Jesus, to be our salvation. Come on, lift your voices. Lift your voices and praise Him for His goodness, for His mercy, that we have everlasting life because of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Now just give Him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Boy, thank you so much for worshiping with all your heart. And thank you for worshiping with all your heart today. I mean, we set aside all of the hustle and bustle of everything that's taken place this week. And in these precious moments, I get to worship with you. I get to love you. It's because of Christ's great love for us that we get to love one another today. So I'm going to ask you to turn to somebody beside you. And this time, maybe don't go toward a relative. Go to somebody that you would like to greet and shake their hands today. And just through the love of Christ, you get to express His goodness to us today. Church host families, you can be coming in the church host families are coming up to the front right now, and we're just delighted to celebrate with you today and express our Merry Christmas to each one of you. And if you are visiting today, maybe you're here with a family member, maybe this is one of your first times to come to church here at the Church Alive, we just want to say welcome to you. These folks are coming down the aisle right now, and if this is one of your first times with us, please, or you're a guest of a family here today, raise your hand and get this great gift. We have some homemade bread for you that we've prepared today by a really sweet lady, Miss Talisa. She has made this great bread for you today to take home to your family and enjoy. And also, there's a card. We want you to fill that card out and make sure that you fill that out. Turn that into an offering container as it'll pass by in a little while. Because we want to pray over you and your family and just let you know today that we love you and cherish you. And Church Alive, can you make everybody else feel very welcome today? We love you.
In your financial giving to God today, I'm going to pray for you and your family that you will experience all of the multiplied blessings that God intended for you to experience. I'm thinking today of all the things that God has blessed every one of you with. I'm thinking about a year ago, as I mentioned last week, if I'd have said to you a year ago, we're going to build a new auditorium, we're going to spend $2.5 million on it, and you don't have to give a dime of it, you'd have laughed me out of the building. But look what God has done. Look what the Lord has done. I think about the fire Bibles, the missions, the churches you've helped build this year. I think about Hillcrest Children's Home today are experiencing multiplied blessings because of you. So today, as you give to God, I'm going to ask you to do it the way we did when I was a kid. Everybody in the family gave. I used to sit beside my mom in church, and every time the offering passed, she knew I didn't have any money, but she took money out of her purse and gave me money, and we each gave. And so today, as we pass the offering, whether you do this online to our website, or you go back here by the debit card, credit card, or outside the kiosk, or as the bucket passes, why don't you share with your neighbor and everybody give? So if you don't have anything, ask your neighbor right now, give me something. And everybody gets something. And if you have a grandparent with you, just ask them for their checkbook. And you just do whatever you feel you need to do for Jesus, all right? You know, we've still got a lot we want to do for missions. There's an extra 10,000 that would love to do to help complete the building in South America. We've got a $10,000 need right now for fire Bibles in a country that I can't tell you because I'm on the air right now. I'd love to be able to do that, you know, this week and maybe in some of your end of the year giving. Everything's just about totaled up. There's about a $20,000 need for the parking lot that obviously the parking lot didn't burn, but I tried to get it in there, all right? But they didn't go for that. And so there's a need there. We'd like to do that in the spring. So there's a lot of end-of-year gifts you could do, but I just know you're going to do your best. I know you. I know your faith. I know your heart. And I just want to say to you, God's going to bless you in ways you can't even dream of. How many heard what I just said? You've got budgets and you've got figurings. See, you didn't know. I'm careful. I got time coming a little later here in the service. You didn't know you were going to need a Savior. But before you were born, He already had it. How many hearing what I'm saying? And so you no matter what's happening in your investments, your jobs, your career, you know, whatever's happening, you know, if you just believe God. One of the greatest messages that the Lord gives to us is do not be afraid. So do not fear. God has it in control. So Heavenly Father, right now I speak multiplied blessings over every person, over every family unit. Worry will leave us. And our trust in You will begin to build greater than ever before. I thank You, God, that I know that I already see that church finished in South America. I already see those Bibles being handed out, those fire Bibles. And I already see everything else being done. More than anything else, we want to honor You and glorify You. Because without You, we are simply nothing. So today, we honor You and receive Your multiplied blessings. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you as you give.
Mm-hmm. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And so she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you, wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Come out for Jacob. And
The same spirit that hovered over the deep and was active in creation is the same spirit that hovered over Mary and conceived in her the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, allowing you and I to actually see God. Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer. Counterculture to everything that man had patterned and thought ought to be. Joseph thought about putting Mary away, ending their engagement. Actually, in their culture, to end their engagement would have been actually divorce. But God says, my ways are higher than man's ways. Counterculture. He decided to not be intimate with her and let the king be born. As I was watching that, I thought about how ordinary Joseph and Mary really were. God did not choose them because they were perfect, because he is the only perfect one. He chose them because they were willing. Willing to allow him to manifest himself through them. And I thought about even you and I receiving the promises of God, receiving the prophetic that God has spoken about your life. And then when it really begins to transpire, your thoughts are, is this you, God? Is this really happening? She had an angelic visitation. And then she had those months of just having to believe. Joseph and Mary had those visitations, and then just months of waiting and having to believe, just like you're having to wait and believe for the miracle that God has promised you. But don't you know that moment when she had the baby, she's still wondering, is this really happening? But when they came and began to bow, it was confirmation in them, this truly is the Son of God. Someone ought to praise him because God put on flesh. And in the midst of a spirit of darkness, counterculture, Jesus is the light that was born to us. God put on flesh. Flesh that he had created. I want you to think about this. This is kind of humorous, but maybe not so much. But Jesus created himself. He chose his hair color. How would you have liked that? He actually chose before the foundations of the world that he would be a Jew. He didn't decide at that moment he was going to be a Jew, because it was prophesied that out of this lineage, out of the seed of Abraham, and hallelujah, I don't know if you know this, Casey, but we're all Jews in here. Yeah, I may have been DNA of a Choctaw Indian, but I am really a grafted in brother of Jesus Christ. I am a child of God. I may be the earthly son of Doyle and Sharon Long, but I am a child of God. Hallelujah. How many know that? How many know you are? It's pretty exciting. So, you know, we've been talking about living in receiving the intended life that God intended for you and I to have. In that is God's intended gifts for you. God intended for you to receive his gift of abundant life. In that abundant living is the gift of love. In fact, it's not just, God isn't just show you love. God is love. God can't quit being love. If you study the nature and the characteristics of God, he is love. He doesn't just show you love. That's who he is. He is eternal life. He's always been. He will always be. Look at this scripture. It's so interesting. In Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself." If it wasn't Christmas Sunday and you gave me a little bit longer, I would talk a little bit about the Lord himself. Because you could find out that when Abraham and Isaac were going up, when they were at the altar point, and many of you know it, most people come on Christmas Sunday morning. You've been to Sunday school a couple of times or other, or VBS or something like that. And you know that if not, you should go home and Google it. All right? Is that when they got up to there, Abraham was asked to sacrifice his own son. It was a dress rehearsal for Calvary. It was a symbol of what was going to happen a little bit later. If you start looking, God will show you some things that are going to happen a little bit later. Because he says in John the 16th chapter, "I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who will show you things to come. Things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor have entered the heart of any man, but they're revealed by the Holy Spirit of God." And so if you look at that, when Isaac says, "Daddy, where is the sacrifice?" he prophesied and he said, "The Lord will provide for himself the lamb." Hallelujah. And this says here, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign." If I had a little bit longer today, but I know somebody has some Christmas dinner going on somewhere, I would tell you that he gave birth to himself. I would tell you he created himself. He chose his own hair, chose his own body type. I mean, he chose his own weight, chose his own height. How do you like that? You know, he's like, "I think I'll be born 7 pounds and 14 ounces. I don't know his weight, but if I would do anything, I would say he was about 7 pounds, okay? Because 7 pounds is perfection in the Lord. You won't find that anywhere in there. So I'm going to give you a little bit something to go home and unwrap for Christmas. Amen. He might have been born 7 pounds and 14 ounces because Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." Well, God with us. Somebody say 7 pounds and 14 ounces of God. Wave your hand if you're feeling a little joy right now. Amen. I promise you never heard that Christmas message before. I'll get off of that right there. I would just tell you this, and I'll take my seat today, that he is Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? Well, then you got to turn to the right in Matthew, the 1st chapter. Come on, go ahead and go there. He'll click the button and watch the screen if you're used to watching television. He'll say in Matthew 1:23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." If you've got to have 3 points, number one, God is with us. Everybody say, "God is with us." Number two, God is for us. That's it. Hallelujah. While I was still a sinner, I said, "While I was still a sinner, he sent him to redeem me and set me free." Hallelujah. "Before I was formed in my mother's womb, he already knew me before the foundations of the ages. He knew I would be born in Waxahachie, Texas on November 26th in 1960. He knew I'd still be here. I thought we'd already be gone by now. Can I have a witness, anybody? I didn't think we was going to make it past year 2000. I thought we was all going to blow up. We all had our jug of water and generator, but we're still here. Come on, anybody? The Russians thought they were going to take us out. Castro thought he was going to take us out. Hitler thought he was going to take us out. Mussolini thought he was going to take us out. But Jesus said, "I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing." The only thing that's going to take us out is Isaiah 7:14, Emmanuel, the one that was with us and left the Holy Ghost with us and left us to come back for us through the clouds that he left. Hallelujah. God be for us. If God be for us, then who can be against us? So number one, I got to take my seat. It's Christmas. Number one, God is with us. Somebody say, "God is with us." He's with me right now. When I don't see him, when I can't figure out if it's a land or a ghost or what it is, he's still with me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Counterculture. I got the light in the middle of a bunch of dark. I'm going to breathe in a minute. In a bunch of darkness. Amen. God is with us and God is for us. When I can't see him, when I don't feel him, when I'm in the emergency room, he's still, hallelujah, for me. And how I know that, because number three, God is in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's with me. He's for us. He's in us. Christ in me, the hope of glory. The baby that came through her womb is in my spirit right now, because I feel him leaping, because in him I move and live and have my very being. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm having a manger moment. Hallelujah. Because he said if I worship him, he'll make a home inside of me. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm with child. Hallelujah. The child of God. I'm a male. I'm not pregnant. He's living inside of me. He's already been born. I don't have to go through that. He lives and moves inside of me. If you know you're a child of God, if you know he's with you, if you know he's for you, if you know he's in you, then let the redeemed of the Lord say so on the day we celebrate his birth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let your spirit rejoice a little bit. Let your spirit leap a little bit. Get over your brain. Get out of your mind. Hallelujah. Let him worship through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's very clear. It's very clear. If you decide to let him make a home in you, if you decide to let him make a home in you, he will manifest himself. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands one more time and just give him hallelujahs. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hallelujahs. It's your greatest gift you can give him. Hallelujah. Scripture says that it was by faith that they came to worship him. Think about it. They didn't have any other sign, a star, but their faith, their spirit, traveled, went somewhere. Patty and I, a couple years ago, we were in the Holy Land. It took us to the place where they believed Jesus was born. It's just a little rock. You got to stoop down into a cave. And there it is. And you can't go in there and you can't touch it, but you can come close to it. Now, let me clarify this. They don't know for sure, but it sure works out for tourism. But they're pretty sure, at least it was in that area. It's like Ryan mentioned yesterday, he really wasn't in a wooden manger like J.J. builds for the kids' programs. Their mangers were rock, most likely a trough, because he's the rock of our salvation. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Maybe you've not been there, but when I've been overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. If you make a home, he'll manifest. Emmanuel, God with us. We used to sing an old song when I was a kid in church. He is Lord. Every knee bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, I didn't ask all of you today to bring perfume or anointing oil to Jesus. You know, the best gift you can give anybody is your presence. Your presence, being there. But today I'm going to ask every one of you on your own accord. The best way that I know that you can be one with him today is through communion. We have communion prepared for you and four different stations. And today we're not going to serve you. It's a communion buffet. And you'll come with your children if you'd like for them to receive. And if there's somebody that you can't come up here, then we'll bring it to you. Everybody, as long as you know the Lord, and this is your time to know him. Right now, say, you're the Lord of my life. If you've never done this, today is going to be the best day of your life. You say, well, preacher, I did it when I was a kid, but I don't really remember. Then do it again. Right now, today, say, Jesus, I know I've been through a lot of stuff. It's okay. He gives you a gift of love and forgiveness. It's always there for you. Today, you come and there's some bread prepared for you. You just take a piece of that bread and you take a little of that grape juice and you can just take it and be real careful with it and just, maybe you want to go somewhere here. Maybe you want to just take it right there where you're there and put it back. There's no set rules with opening gifts. This is a gift. You say, well, how should I receive this today? You receive it in the same way He gave it. He gave it all. The best way you can receive any gift that anybody gives you is receive it the way they give it. They give it with their whole heart. So you receive it with your whole heart. So today, I'm going to ask you, every knee bow, every tongue confess. Somewhere in your form of worship, you may want to come and take this, and you may want to find, maybe move around, and you maybe want to go and find a place and kneel. But whatever you do, you take a few moments to worship, because Emmanuel is with us. He is the Lord of all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I believe that right now we know that You truly are the Son of God. We know that You have given to us eternal life. And on this day, among all of our festivities, we celebrate You. We thank You for Your eternal life that You are and You've given to us. We thank You for eternal love, who You are, and You've given to us. We thank You that You live in us now. We worship You and we give You everything we have. Now, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would anoint and bless this communion, which represents Your body and represents Your blood, one in You, the same body that Mary held. That same flesh is represented here, that we may see You fully in us. We worship You. Would everybody stand, please? Just stand, if you don't mind. There's a lot of things we could have done today, but I just believe this is the best way for you to have personal worship. I realize there's a lot of you, and I realize that probably would have been easier if we just would have passed it out, but this is what we've chosen today. There's two tables on this side. There's two tables on this side. You just kind of want to get it and just to kind of then move out of the way. And if one tray runs out, we'll go to another one, whatever. We'll figure it all out. If those trays run out, we've got more. We've got plenty. Amen. The Lord never runs out. Amen. We're going to take a few moments to worship Him. It's only 10:26. The greatest gift I could give you today was a short message. Nobody has to feel excluded from this. You don't have to be a member of this church. All you got to do is know Jesus. I think I made that pretty clear. There's just a beautiful song that Otis plays, and he's got some recorded music that he plays, and every once in a while I hear him just play this song, Emmanuel. And as they begin to worship, you just begin to leave your seat and come and get this communion. And I'll watch if there's somebody that says, I can't make it up there. If you'll just let us know in a few moments, we'll bring it to you, all right? And then, a little later, if you're wondering, then we'll give all the gifts away we're going to give here today, all right? God bless you as you receive communion. Come if you'd like. Receive it on your own whenever you're ready. God with us, revealing us His ways. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Everybody, hopefully you've already, if you're still holding it, you can go ahead and take it anytime you'd like. Is there anybody who did not get communion that would like it? You couldn't make it up here. Otis, if we don't mind, I'm just hearing in my spirit, I worship you, Almighty God. Come on, church, here we go. Give it to him. Come on, give it to him. Come on, singers, give it to him. Help him out.
There is none.
Oh. Marshall, can I have all the singers? Everybody, come on, I give you praise. Here we go.
Your righteousness.
Come on.
Your righteousness. I give.
Come on, you got to give him hallelujahs after that. Come on, amen. Come on, give him praise on this day like you were there, like you were right there following that star. They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I give you my praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know, one of the great gifts, you think about it when you give somebody a gift, last thing you want to do is say, yeah, hey, I want that back. You know, but he has never one moment retracted any promise over your life. He gave you eternal life without any restrictions. Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? I just believe that today, from our family to your family, that today you're just going to experience great blessings. Today, as you eat more than what God created your body to capacitate, as you prop your legs up and just enjoy the day. And this is the day, kids, you can wrestle in the living room and it's legal. Do it. Do it. Yeah, this is the day you can eat food anywhere in the house. Do it. Enjoy each other. This is not a day for political debates. We just established he's the king of all. That's all you need to know. Love everybody. Forgive everybody. All right. And remember, he's here. Your healer is here. So today, whatever you do, you just celebrate him with your family. This has been a great time together. I have really enjoyed this. I mean, thank you guys, all the worship, and wow, this has just been fabulous. And I know Patty's here somewhere. Patty, would you and the team you've got there that's bringing whatever you're bringing up here, and I can't see you. There's a light over there, and I guess you're coming. Oh, there you are. All right. Tell us what all we're doing here, and you might want to step away from those things there. I'll move this back. Okay.
All right. Are you having a great day today? Amen. This has been so great worshiping with you. Well, we just got this exciting thing happening here. I think there's some folks out in the audience that might be a willing participant to get some great prizes. Is there anybody out there excited about this? Amen. Amen. So today we have kids, we have little children, we have the youth, and we have the teens, and we have the adults that are getting a prize today. So is there a certain way that you would like to do this?
You're in charge.
I'm in charge. All right. Well, let's see. Okay. We'll get the first one here going, and then we'll, this is the teen. Do we have any teens there today? You've got to be present to win. And so, and the nursery workers, by the way, they were like, we're here. yes, in the room behind the front desk, guys, is the little camera that goes for this prize today. I'm so sorry I didn't have that ready for you. So Randy is mixing it up as we are waiting. Do you feel anything in particular over there about this great prize? This is going to be an awesome prize to get because it's a camera that can go do underwater sports stuff. This is an action camera that you want to have. We could actually go ahead and do a different one. Oh, there he is, Brother Ron. Come on up there, brother. Let's see you have that. Come on down. Give Brother Ron a big hand today. Would you do that? Who gets to draw? I'll let you draw it and read it. Thank you. Let's see what this thing does. Woo. It's a Wi-Fi action camera. How many of you want this?
Yep.
How many of you are in the youth category? Okay. All right, Pastor.
You need to turn your head.
Turn my head. I get to draw? All right.
You looked.
I didn't look. All right, here we go. Amanda Brent. Jump up and run up here, girl. That's awesome. That's great. All right, we'll pick another one. Okay. This is for the toddlers. Got your little ones with you today. Haven't you had fun worshiping with them today? Amen. They get a great big pile of awesome games there, some that I would like to have myself. I remember playing those, do you? No. He didn't watch cartoons either. It's okay. All right, here we go. Bradley Carter. Woo! Oh, he's...
Never miss church.
That's exactly right. Oh, that's too bad. All right, let's see who else we're gone. Jet Baker.
Yeah.
There he is. All right. And look at the big smile on his face. Jet, turn around and tell everybody you're glad you got that. It's bigger than he is. That's so awesome. Then we have our next category is our youth.
Well, this would be...
Oh, the elementary. Is that the winner that fell out? All right, let's see who's the winner of this one. Keely. Woo! Come on up here, girl.
Woo!
Now that's the way you get a prize, right? You come and look at her mama over there. Jumping up and down. Give Keely a big hand. Would you do that? All right. Yeah. So on the adult thing, we've got two today that we're going to give out. We're going to give a magic bullet. Does anybody in the audience have a magic bullet at your house? How many of you love your magic bullets? I do. They're awesome. They're amazing. You just definitely want one of these. So we're going to give away the magic bullet first, and then we're going to give away this great grill, and somebody could be cooking me some burgers on here. And you get the lovely, this is a great 14-piece grill set that goes with it. It's pretty nice itself. So we've got two things to give away. Randy, what you doing over there? Well, let's see. He's praying over it. Does anybody feel the spirit about this? Oh, I pulled out too. Greg Ostergaard. He gets the magic bullet. Woo! Those are awesome. You want to make your smoothie with your And then for the grand finale, here we go. We're going to give away this awesome Weber grill. This is a nice gift, and thank you, Ms. Chaggy, for helping us. And so today, the grand winner is, do we have some music to go with that? Tina Millirons. Woo! Come on up, Mama. You the winner today. Woo! Look at her shirt. It says joy. Yeah, that's right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Can you give all of you a great big hand? Because you're all winners in Christ today. Amen.
God bless you all. Have a great day.